deserves some praise. Glory to God. He's worthy. Glory to his name. Glory to God. You may be seated. Hold your Bible up to Ephesians, first chapter. Verse 3. Ephesians 1 and 3. Read a few scriptures. 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Glory to God. Having predestinated. It gets better all the time.
Amen.
Predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Glory to God. God was just reconciling us unto himself. He came in this world reconciling us back to himself. God was doing the work all by himself. It was predestinated. Glory to God. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through what? His blood. For the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Glory to his name. My God. So wherein he hath abounded toward us all in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the disposition of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Come on and give God some praise up here. Hallelujah. It says, according as he has chosen us. My mother might have thought about me, glory to God, but God chose us. Hallelujah. We are predestinated. Glory to God, to live according to his will. Even before the foundation of the world, God knew us. Hallelujah. He hadn't yet formed us out of the dust of the earth, but we was already predestinated in his love and in his mercy and in his grace. According to his will, that's the way he wanted it. Glory to God. Thank God it was according to his way and not our way. We didn't have any mouthpiece in this, glory to God, but now we live unto him. Now we got a mouthpiece, and that mouthpiece is to lift him up and to glorify his name and to praise him. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, you see the Father, you see me. And if you see me, you see the Father. I'm here to tell you, if we see Jesus, then we see ourselves. And if we see ourselves, we see the Father. And if we see our Father, then we see all of the whole body, glory to God. And we are one with him. We are chosen by him, sent forth into this earth, predestinated to carry forth his will and to preach this gospel unto the sick and to shut in, glory to God, and to open the blind eyes and to heal the sick, glory to God, and to mend the brokenhearted and to lift up the faint, glory to God. Why? Because God has predestinated and chosen us to do this work. Come on again, y'all. Tears out of my eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children of Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I'm getting down to my text is based up on verse number 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sin. Glory to God. We are covered by his blood. Glory to God. We are redeemed by his blood. We are declared unto himself by his blood. Jesus came and he paid that ransom, glory to God, for our lives to be reconciled back unto him, so that we can be once again out of the darkness and into his marvelous light, glory to God. That's why he came. He told Israel, he came in between them, glory to God, a line, a dividing line. He said, he done tore down the walls, glory to God. There's no more separation. It's going to be one according to my will, glory to God. Don't you know this was all predestinated before Christ even stepped out on nothing and began to create, glory to God. It was already predestinated. Trees going to come. It's already predestinated that burial is going to be there. It's already predestinated that there's going to be a Garden of Eden. It was already predestinated that there's going to be Adam and Eve. Why? Yeah. Because God said, according to his will, these things shall come to pass, glory to God. And let me tell you something, we are predestinated and we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Not only are we covered in redemption, glory to God, but we are covered from day to day, glory to God. We are covered for the sin that we have not committed yet, glory to God. We are covered for the mistake that we haven't made yet. The covering of the blood is from here, from eternity. Oh, come on and give God some praise.
Amen.
But God got it all laid out. As you study his word, he said for us, he said, you can be angry. He said, but sin not. Yeah. Glory to God. In other words, you make a mistake, you covered. Yeah. Glory to God. If you do it intentionally, you covered. But there's some circumstances, there's some consequences that you got to face, glory to God. You don't get something for nothing, glory to God, but yet you're covered, glory to God. Glory to God. You might do something wrong, but you were covered by the blood of the Lamb that was already predestinated. God already predestinated that when I fall down, he's gonna get me up, glory to God. When I get knocked down, God said, I'm gonna be there to lift you up by my mighty hand, glory to God. When you need cleansing, my blood is there, glory to God. It already got you covered, glory to God. All you gotta get up is get up and shake the dust off your feet and keep on moving and believing God, glory to God. And don't pay attention to what you hear or what you see, glory to God. But look up on the word. The Bible said, seek and ye shall find. Knocking, it'll be opened up unto you, glory. Asking, it'll be given, glory to God. Everything that you have need of is predestinated and covered by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, give him praise. That redemptive blood purchased. We was purchased from the slave market of sin. Totally set free. I don't care how you look on the outside. If the inside is right, you're totally set free. Glory to God. There's no more darkness. There's no more darkness in your life. You can't be sold again. Glory to God. You know, you can go on the internet and you got stuff on there that's been bought and nice on the internet to be sold again and all of this stuff, or to be traded, glory to God. You and I, we are bought by the blood of the Lamb, and we can't be traded. We can't be sold again, glory to God. Yes. God is not going to give us to nobody else. He came to get us unto himself, glory to God. And what's his is his, glory to God. Yes. And what God is ours, glory to God. Why? Because the blood got us covered, glory to God. From here to here to here, that blood got us covered in everything that we go through. We are cleansed by the blood of God. I don't care how sick you get, glory to God, you're still covered, glory to God. You don't have to worry about Blue Cross or Blue Shield, glory to God, but you got a better covering than all of them put together, glory to God. You don't have to worry about the cancer, you're still covered. You don't have to worry about going to the grave, you're still covered, because God said, oh, grave, where is your victory now? Death, where is your sting now, glory to God? You're covered by the blood of the Lamb, and when you're covered by the blood, you're going home all the way. Come on, give it to me. When we were redeemed, we was released. Hallelujah. Because of a payment that was made for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That don't draw any interest. Glory to God. But it's for usury. Hallelujah. When I'm broken, glory to God, I can use it.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, that's you.
When I'm broken hearted, I can use it. It may look good, bad on the outside, glory to God, but the inside, that's where the blood is. I might have some frowns on my face, but my heart is right. People might not like the way you look, but they can't see on the inside. It might look bad, glory to God, but on the inside, you're rejoicing because you know that you are coming, and it won't be long before you're coming out. It's not long before God release you. Hallelujah. Releasing you because of the price that he paid for us. The blood is a deliverance power from physical torture. Jesus went through it already. So we ain't got to be pierced in the side. And we don't have to be nailed to the cross. He said, take up your cross and follow me daily. Glory to God. We don't have to wear no crown of thorns on our head or take no stripes up on our back. You know, went through all that physical torture, glory to God. But yet we are partakers of his suffering, glory to God. That means that we're going to go through something in this life. But don't worry about it because you're covered by the blood. Come on. Holy Ghost.
For it is according to my precious promises. Precious, I say, because of the life that was laid down to obtain them. And in that life is the blood. And the blood covers, the blood seals, the blood protects. Through the word, endure in the word. Know my word, know the promises, for they are there for you. The promises are you, for I have raised you up. I had another people at another time, but they rejected me, so I chose you from the foundation of the world, and I established my new covenant with you, and I placed myself within you, and in you is that blood running. We are now one. You are my family, and I am your family, and you are one with me, and you have access to all of the good things that I've stored up from the beginning of time, from the ages to the ages. I have stored them up to give them to my children who are called according to my purpose and my name, saith the Lord.
I'm going to give y'all some praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me go back to verse 4. It says, according to his, that he has chosen us. It's according to his will. His goodwill and pleasure that he had chosen us. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Before we were even, before he even formed us, we was chosen. What kind of God is this? I tell you what kind of God is, the all-wise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Before he released his breath into us that he had formed, it was already predestinated that it was going to happen. And when it said, when it would happen in the right time, the Bible said we became living souls.
Yes.
Predestinated souls that already had life in Christ. Somebody come on and get that. Hallelujah. Already got the victory. Come forth out of your mother's womb in victory.
Right.
You didn't know Jesus, but you were still covered.
Yes.
Glory to God. to God. You haven't found out my redemption yet, but you're still covered by the blood. Your mother didn't go to church. Your father didn't go to church. They mingled the seed, glory to God, but you're still covered, glory to God, because God has a destination for all of you, glory to God, and we were chosen in the right time, the right place, and the right dispensation of that time. God came forth and washed us in that blood that we was covered by, predestinated by, from the beginning and the foundation of this world. Come on and give me some praise. Glory to his name. Deliverance. The blood delivered us. Tribulation. That blood is set for, it's predestinated. It's for the tribulation saints.
Come on.
Glory to God. That blood is for the tribulation saints at the coming of Christ with his glorified saints. Glory to God. That's those that have gone on to be with him. They're coming back, but I hope I'll be gone so I can come back. I like to come back, glory to God. I don't want to be here waiting, glory to God. I want to come back with it, glory to God. Glorified saint, glory to God. Lift up in that predestinated glory, that predestinated blood, glory to God, that go all the way to the grave there and out of the grave unto the Father and back again, glory to God. We all want to together, wrapped up in that blood, washed in that blood. You need that blood every day for a cleansing power, glory to God, that it is. It's the blood that never quenches, glory to God. It never loses power. It's not going for Calvary. It's in us, glory to God. It's not hanging on the cross, glory to God. The cross is in us, glory to God. We are him, glory to God. And he is us, glory to God, and we belong to him. Come on and give it some praise. The Bible said the glorified saints are coming back in power. Now that don't mean that if I'm here when he come, glory to God, that he gonna overlook me. That's why God said you got to work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. You got to be like those five wise words that keeps an oil in your lamp, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to partake of this bread daily that Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. You got to have this bread in you daily, glory to God. He said, I'm the resurrection. You got to have that in you daily, glory to God. It's covered by the blood. Jesus said, I'm going to get up again, glory to God. If I go to the grave, I'm getting up again. Come on, Moshaka. That's the blood. Glory to God. It's coming, glory to God, my life. It's coming, your life, glory to God. Every step that you take, the blood is with you, glory to God. Tomorrow, the blood will be there, glory to God. Right now, the blood is here, glory to God. It's cleansing, it's moving, it's opening doors, glory to God, so that we can walk in and be blessed by Jesus Christ. Come on and give it some praise. That blood is a liberating blood.
Yeah.
It liberated us from guilt and doom of sin.
Yeah.
And the introduction into a life of liberty.
Yeah.
In other words, the newness of life. Hallelujah. Thank God for that dividing line that came, which is the grace of God, which is the blood of God. And separate us out of that darkness into that marvelous light, that newness of life, glory to God. And now we're able to see, glory to God. Now we are free, in whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Yeah.
Now we're able to walk uprightly before him. Sometimes we fall down, but remember this, you're covered, glory to God. That's why you're able to give up, God, to get up again. Why? Because you're covered by the blood.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, don't do it when you do it intentionally. His grace and his mercy, you're still covered. But don't keep on doing it intentionally, because there are some consequences. They are covered too, glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. It's covered, glory to God, by his blood. You can go on, glory to God, and be Mr. Jekyll one day and Mr. Hyde the next, glory to God. But remember this one thing, it's covered, glory to God, by the blood. Consequences is consequences. And when they come unto you, glory to God, you ain't going to want them, glory to God, but it's covered by the blood, and you have to receive them and go through them, glory to God. But even then, if you turn to Christ, glory to God, and ask for forgiveness through the redemption of his blood, the blood will come and wash you, and then you'll be free. Glory to God. Having predestinated, I can't get out of that. Predestinated us unto the adoption. Otherwise, we were predestinated to be saved. God Almighty. I didn't think about that when I was in my stuff. But I was covered. Because it was predestinated. I was yet a sinner, alienated from Christ, but I was yet covered, glory to God. It just wasn't my time yet, glory to God. But when the time came, come on, Moshaka, I was ready, glory to God. My time was 45 years ago, glory to God. 45 years ago, I became ready, a candidate the right way, glory to God. And the blood came in and washed my soul white, glory to God. Washed it clean. That's the way he came in and washed all of us up in here, glory to God. At the point of time, we became the adopted one that was already predestinated before the foundation of this world. Come on, give God some praise. The blood of Jesus delivers of the believer from the present and the power of sin. And of his body from bondage and corruption. Yeah. At the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, when God comes, he's not going to find any corruption in you because you're covered.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you.
If you got your mind made up, you're covered.
Thank you.
I don't care how much the old nature of somebody else get in your face or get in your spirit, you are still covered. Because God looks on the heart, not on the outside appearance of man. Glory to God. That's why I would say you can have frowns on the outside, glory to God, but it's peace and joy and righteousness on the inside in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And you can keep on going. That's why you're able to keep on going, glory to God. That's why you're able to weather the storm. That's why you're able to walk upright. That's why you're able to go through the storm. That's why you're able to take on the heat, glory to God. Why? Because the blood, glory to God, got it all covered, glory to God. And when you're under the blood of Jesus, don't worry about a thing, because it might be some hard time, it might be some rough time, it might be some sick time, but you can remember this one thing, that you're covered by the blood of the Lamb. My sickness is covered, glory to God. My joy is covered, glory to God. My peace is covered, glory to God. My physical body is covered, glory to God. I got pain, but it's covered by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, give me some praise. Hallelujah. When you're sick, it's just like you, just like a magnet. You can draw all kinds of people when you're sick. And they're going to try to prepare compare their sickness with your sickness. Their grandmother, sickness with your sickness. The one that's in the grave that was sick with your sickness. As if what they had gonna take you to the grave. Come on, Moshaka. But anyway, if you go to the grave, you're covered. You gotta remember this. If you go to the grave, you're covered. Why? Because the Bible says that the dead in Christ shall rise up. Glory to God. That means I'm covered by that blood. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, glory to God. The way that I read it been made by the one who shed the blood, the Lamb of God called Jesus Christ, glory to God. He made the way. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, glory. And no man cometh unto the Father or be reconciled unto him unless he come through what I've done or accept what I've done, glory to God. And when you accept what Jesus done for you, then you are blessed, glory to God, in all heavenly places. Come on again, God. Okay. I'm closing. In whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. See, there's not a human being up on the earth that don't know about God. You show me somebody that don't know about God, I don't care if he's the lowest crack cocaine dealer, if he's all stupid and everything else. God said he's not coming back till this gospel be preached unto every living soul upon this earth. He might not preach it in an audible voice, but he'll talk to them in his spirit, glory to God, and move up on them in his spirit, glory to God. He can move up on the drunk, the alcohol, glory to God. He can move up on the crack, glory to God. He can move up on the broken hearted, glory to God. We might not preach unto them, but the spirit of the Lord, glory to God, that Jesus said is up on me. And have anointed me to preach glory to God unto the ear of the Lord, to bind the brokenhearted and to open the blind eyes. This same spirit will be up on the drunk, glory to God. I won't be here, glory to God, but the spirit of the Lord will bring forth deliverance, glory to God, unto salvation. Come on and give me some praise. My mother's prayers didn't save me. Hallelujah. She couldn't answer for my on the receiving end. I had to answer to that. Glory to God. She could have prayed. She could have still been praying. My mother's still living too. She could still be praying, and she probably is praying, glory to God, because there's a lot of things that she wants, glory to God, to me to do, glory to God. You know how mothers is. They say, yeah, you're doing too much. You done got a little old now, son. You ought to do this. You ought to do that. You got to watch out for yourself and watch out for this. You know, but I don't turn around and beat up with the word, because she know the word, glory to God. If she didn't know the word, she wouldn't have been praying for me in the beginning, glory to God. So she's still praying for me. She's 98, glory to God. A special shot. Don't you know somebody's still praying for you? Why are they praying for you? Because you're covered by the blood, glory to God. That's why they're still praying for you, glory to God. Now don't worry about the prayers. You just keep answering God, glory to God. And when you answer God, glory to God, everything is going to be all right. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. So when he had the bound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, have made known unto us the mystery of his will. The mystery of his will. Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yes.
The mystery of his will. He came to save us. And this blood had to become human. Glory to God. And it had to be shed. Glory to God. That blood that came from his body, glory to God, that ran down Calvary's hill was an indication on the human side. But that was another blood, glory to God. There was some spirituality in the blood that's called invisible, glory to God. We couldn't see that part, but that's the part that high ghost shot, God, that saved us, glory to God. That's the part that's keeping us right now. That's the part that's strengthening us right now. That's the part that's blessing us right now. We're covered, glory to God. So don't worry about it. That's why God said, I will bless going out and coming in, glory to God. We've been enduring for a moment, glory to God. But joy coming in the morning, God, we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And the blood of the Lamb is going to wash us and deliver us and keep us and strengthen us. Come on, give God some praise. It's no longer a mystery, my children, for I have revealed myself. And yea, now you can look around and understand. As you look up, you see the creation. As you look all around us, you see the creation. As you walk to and fro, you see the creation. Yea, that which man has made and formed. Glory to God. I created it and gave him the wisdom and the knowledge to form according to his desire and his will, said God. But yet I covenanted with my blood in the beginning. Yea, before the foundation of this world, I made it possible, glory to God, for man to breathe my life, glory to God. Yet I had not formed him, but yea, at the proper time and the right time that I have chose according to my will, yea, I formed him. And then I breathed, glory to God, into him my life. And yea, he became that living soul. So lift me up and praise me, for the predestination is not over yet for thee, but it's already predestinated, said God. And yea, your victory is predestinated. Yea, your healing is predestinated. Yea, glory to God, your blessing is all predestinated, said God. So look unto me, for I am yet the author and I'm the finisher of all things, and all things that consist by me, said God. So lift me up and praise me, for I am holding thee together, and I'm healing thee, and I'm delivering thee, and I'm making thee free this hour, said God. Come on, give me praise. Glory to his name. It says that in the disposition of the fullness of times, like the fullness of times. Yeah. It made no difference when God says over, that's when it's over. Hallelujah. Right. The fullness of time. When he says over, that's the fullness of time, glory to God. But there's another fullness of time, glory to God. That's you and I, glory to God. Right. Our time that we're going to have here, we're going to have it in the fullness.
Ooh, Jesus. Yeah.
Glory to God. So that means, glory to God, that everything that was predestinated before the foundation of the world, God said, you're going to have it, glory to God, in this life. Come on and give God some praise.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. All of the good things. That's why he said, when you think up on these things, things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, yeah, things that are pure, things that are lovely, yeah, things that have a good report. They are on the earth, glory to God. As he is in heaven, so are we up on this earth. God said, when you think on these things, glory to God, he'll cause you to prosper going out and coming in, glory to God. Why? Yeah. Because we're covered by the blood. It's been predestinated, glory to God, that I'm a son of God. It's been predestinated that I'm rich, glory to God. I don't have the money, glory to God, that I would like to have, but that doesn't count, glory to God. I got the soul that I love. That's much greater, glory to God. It's much richer than the silver and the gold. It's much beautiful than the jewelry, glory to God. It's the richest thing that's up on this earth, in heaven and in earth. Come on, you got some praise. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Remember, everything is covered by the blood. I don't care how much you talk about grace, it's the blood. Before the shedding of the blood, there was no remission of sin. Glory, grace was, glory to God, but if you had to shed the blood, we wouldn't get no grace. Glory to God, but he shed the blood, and we got his grace. It's the gift of God. That's what it is. It's a gift. The greatest gift that we can ever have. Everybody come down front that will come down front. Come on. Glory to God. Come and give it some praise as you come.